see, when you have a delight in something, you think about it, you meditate on it. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and not only is their delight in the law of the Lord, but it says they meditate on it day and night.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio, a ministry of Pastor Mark Job of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. My name is Joshua Hollick, and we are so excited to serve you. We believe every time the Word of God is taught and opened, there's life change waiting to happen right inside of people just like you. If you're new to Straight Talk, I want to let you know that we have a website that is prepared to give you more information. You can download all of the sermons that you're hearing. You can go through our archives. You can even find links over to hear Pastor Mark and watch him live on Sunday mornings if you don't have a home church. And that website is www.straighttalkchicago.org. And I'd love for you to check that out. Be fully equipped and share the word. Spread it with somebody that you know. If this ministry has been touching your life, we hope you'll share that with somebody. You never know what God can do through His word. And maybe all you need to do is give somebody an invitation. We're excited now to get into the message from Pastor Mark. So here we go.
Thanks, Josh. Tonight we conclude Pastor Mark's series called God at Work. Tonight is the second half of his message called Walking in the Favor of God. We'll be in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
What the psalmist is telling us is that when we stand in the way of sinners, when we hang out where in the pathway where we used to hang out, that eventually we'll be sucked into their behavior and we'll be influenced that by their behavior, that their values will start to spill off on us and we will start to be more like them than they like us. And you can sanitize it and you can try to minimize it and you can try to explain it away. But the bottom line is that you end up the same way you ended up when you were in the world doing those same things. And listen to me, married couples, just so you know that you're on the hook too. I just had this past month two couples that split up. Two couples that I know that split up, that it all started when they said, you know what, we're just going to go out and have fun. Oh, we're a married couple. I mean, we'll just dance with each other, hang out with each other, drink with each other. I mean, it's just us going out to have a good, fun night on the town. And those couples start going, and the enemy's slick and smooth too. The enemy knows once he gets your foot in there, then he starts luring you into other things. And when you get into an environment that's all about the hookup and all about the drinking and all about the sexual vibes that are there, it's only a matter of time before eyes start straying and before you start getting sucked in there. And I know of two Christian couples recently that attended this church that are split up because they decided, hey, that's the way we're going to have fun. And they ended up having too much fun and ended up with other people. They slid down that slippery, slidey path and road of hanging out in the path of sinners. And there comes a point, people of God, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Because this is huge. There comes a point, people of God, where you say, I'm a child of God, and I find other ways to have fun on my weekends. I'm a child of God, I'm a person of God, and I'm not going to do the things that I used to do in the world because I'm a new person in Jesus Christ. And I don't hang out in the path of sinners because it's just a matter of time. If I hang out in the path of sinners, then I'm going to fall off the edge of the road into the path that I don't want to fall into. Number three, sitting in the seat of the scornful. You see, it starts with our thinking, then it goes to our behavior, and then all of a sudden it goes to our belonging. And it says, and they sitting in the seat of the scornful. You see, the blessing of God is not on those that walk in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the pathway of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. Here's what starts to happen when we start walking away from God and slipping and sliding away from where God wants us to be. If you start slipping away from God and sliding away from God, it'll be very easy to start looking at the people that are walking for God and living for God and mock them and scorn them and laugh at them. I've noticed something very interesting over the years. I've noticed that people that begin to backslide from God and fall away from God, and they either grew up in the church or were a part of the church, and suddenly they seem to hang out with each other outside of the church. Anybody else notice that? That all those people that walk away from God, then they start hanging out with other people that used to walk in God because they have something in common. They know the church culture, but they don't have the heart of God anymore. And normally they just kind of make fun of people that are walking in God, and they're kind of scornful of people that are really trying to live for God, and there's a mockery in their tone about it because they're no longer living for God. And so they're hanging out together, and they're all the backsliding people, and you know, they feel comfortable with each other because they used to walk in God but no longer do. And everybody else is kind of a laughing thing, and they mock and make fun and laugh about it. Why? Because now they feel comfortable with each other. They're sitting in the seat of the scornful. What the psalmist is saying is the favor of God rests upon those that say, no, my counsel will not be with the ungodly. No, I will not stand in the seat of stand in the path of sinners. And no, I won't sit in the seat of the scornful. The favor of God is withdrawn, and he's talking to people that are God-following people. And then he goes on and it says the contrast. What attracts the favor of God? He says, but he who attracts the favor of God, listen, their delight is in the law of the Lord. What's the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord is the word of the Lord. In the Old Testament, they used to refer to it as the law of the Lord, but it refers to all of Scripture, the law of the Lord. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. Listen, tell me what someone delights in, and I'll tell you where their heart is at. Tell me where someone, what someone gets excited about, and I'll tell you where their heart is. Now let me pick on the men a little bit here. You ready, men? So some of you, your wife had to get up, had to bribe you, convince you, drag you out of bed to try to get you to the house of God. And she's saying, come on, honey. Come on, babe. Get up. Can you go with us? I don't want to sit all alone. What if I'm just sitting there? I feel weird without you. Honey, it's been a long week. I worked so hard, and my only day I get to sleep in. And come on, babe, come on, I'll make you those tamales you really like if you come up afterwards. Come on. All right, all right. You come late, you drag yourself in here, you say, Pastor Mark goes long, I'm going to tell you, man, next week I'm skipping. You come to the house of God, you're sitting here, you're looking at your wife, this is for you, babe. You're looking at your clock, okay. And then the Bears play at 3. Let me show you what happens with the Bears. Let me show you what happens with the Bears. So the Bears are playing at 3. At 2 o'clock, you got things set up. Come on, babe, let's get the popcorn. All right, let's get some sliders from White Castle. We're going to enjoy this. I'm going to invite some friends over to the house, man. You're looking at the previews in advance. The game starts. You got your Bears jersey on. You're high-fiving. Come on, let's do it. Come on, let's go. Go, 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 Bears. You sit there after the game. You watch all the post-game previews. I mean, you're into it. Well, they dragged you to the house of God. They bribed you to the house of God. You couldn't wait till it was over, and when the Bears play, man, you're just there early and stay late. Because wherever your heart is where your treasure's at. Now listen to me well. I have no problem with us being, you know, we're Chicago. So Bears fan, Sox fan, not Cubs fan. No, I'm just kidding. I knew I'd get a rise from that one. We're on the south side of Chicago, so I'm messing here a little bit. But hey, I have no problem with us being big sports fan. But I'm going to tell you, men, it bothers me. It bothers me that if our heart is not delighting in God, We tolerate the things of God, but we delight in other things. What would happen if we had a core of men at New Life Community Church that were more into God than they are in the Bears or the Sox? What would happen if the men of God said, I want to get there an hour early because I don't want to miss a thing. Man, I want to pray. I want to greet people. I want to stay late because I'm into this and hear the word of God. And hey, you're getting their whole family up. You're waking up the kids. Come on. It's church time. Are you ready for this? Let's go to the house of God. And you put on your Jesus t-shirt and you showed up and you're ready to worship and ready to praise and bringing your family and talking about it, and you know the word of God like you know the scores of the players that are on the Bears. You know their stats and you know the verses and you know where to find them because your heart is in the things of God. It says it's where their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. You see, when you have a delight in something, you think about it, you meditate on it. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. And not only is their delight in the law of the Lord, but it says they meditate on it day and night. What does it mean to meditate? Well, in this society, sometimes we don't have a proper understanding of meditation. Many of us think that meditation is sort of putting your fingers in a circle, sitting cross-legged and going, That's Eastern meditation. And Eastern meditation basically says you need to empty your mind of everything and just wipe your slate clean and just think on the sound of an O. So you release your stress. But that's not biblical meditation. God's meditation is not empty mind. God's meditation is a full mind on his word. Meditating in the biblical sense is where you take his word. You take a verse out of his word early in the morning and you meditate on it throughout the day and you allow it to soak into your soul and you marinate on it and you allow it to digest into your spirit and you call up that phrase and you ask yourself, am I living that? And so throughout the day, you are meditating on God's word. It's alive in your mind. And when you go to bed at night, you think about the word and what it means. And you meditate on it. And you ask God, God, let me live this. And so you meditate on the word. You memorize the word. You study the word so that you start living the word out in your life.
We'll return to Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called Walking in the Favor of God. It's part of Pastor Mark's series called God at Work. And if you'll stay tuned to the end of the program, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and information regarding the ministry of Pastor Mark at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Pastor Mark's message tonight is called Walking in the Favor of God.
And so your life starts to be shaped by the Word of God. It's not something that you get on Sunday only through a 40-minute message, but it's something that you live and study and think about and carry with you and allow it to saturate your soul so that you are influenced by the power of the word, meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 through 9 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be able to prosper and be successful. The word of the Lord. So what happens when you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly? You don't stand in the paths of sinners, and you don't sit in the seat of the scornful, but instead you choose to be a person that is under the influence of the Word of God. And why do we love the Word of God? Because we love the God of the Word. We love the Word because the Word gives life-changing power to us. And then he tells us what happens to our life when we are men of the Word and delight in God. Listen to what he says in verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Let me wrap things up by telling you what happens when the favor of God is upon our life because we are delighting in the Word. This is really powerful. Listen up. The favor of God helps us to be positioned like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When we are meditating in the Word, it positions us in the right place of influence. Now in Chicago, we have a lot of water, but in places like Arizona, Texas, Florida, there's less water. I was in Israel this past summer, and a lot of Israel is just arid, dry, desert land. But the Jordan River, which is one of the main rivers, it flows right through, and everything around the Jordan is green and luscious, and there's big trees that grow right along side of the Jordan River. Why? Because when they're positioned near the river, they are positioned for fruit, for impact. When you allow the Word of God to saturate your soul and your mind, you are positioning yourself in the place of God's favor. Number two, they're nourished. It says, like trees planted, but trees planted by the rivers of water. So when you are in the Word of God and in the favor of God, you are being nourished by the power of God. You are being convicted by the commandments of God. You are being encouraged by the exhortation of the Word of God. You see, the Spirit of God needs handles to work in your life. And the way the Spirit of God works in your life is through the Word of God. Some of us give the Spirit no handles to get a hold of our life because we're not in the Word. And so the Spirit's trying to do something in your life, but He has no handles to move you because you're not listening to the Word. The power of the Spirit is the Word. That's why it's called, that's why the Word is called the sword of the Spirit. And when you hear the Word and listen to the Word and meditate on the Word, God uses His Word to start changing, transforming, directing, empowering, coaching your life through the Word. You show me a believer that's a believer and has the Spirit but has no Word, and I'll show you an immature believer that's constantly falling, constantly getting off track. Why? Because they have no Word in their life that's molding and shaping them. So you're positioned, you're nourished. Thirdly, you're influential. The favor of God helps us to be influential because it says, listen, it brings forth fruit. Fruit means that you are multiplying something inside of you. Fruit of what? Fruit of the Spirit, fruit of impact, fruit of influence. You're making disciples. You're touching people's lives. The fruit of the Spirit is flowing through you. Fruit is always a sign of influence, of multiplication, of extension. You're gaining influence in how you live. Why? Because you give fruit. Number four, in the proper season, you're consistent in your fruit. I run into some people that have little spurts of fruit, then they go through real long seasons of dryness. And then they have a little spurt of fruit over here, and then they go into the desert time. And then God gets a hold of you, and you have a little season of victory, and you're really doing good, and then boom, you go into the desert for ages. And I'll see you during a time of fruit, and God's doing something in your life, and you're all charged up and excited, and come, Pastor's working in my life, He's working in my marriage, He's working in my family. Whoa, I'm like, great. It seems like I don't see you for a long time because you go into dryness. Listen, you cannot be consistently fruitful unless you're consistently allowing the Word of God to go through you and in you and challenge your heart and soul and minister to your spirit. If you are consistently inconsistent, it's usually a sign that you are not in the disciplines of the Word. Well, let me say that again. If you are consistently inconsistent, means that's the pattern of your life, that you are inconsistent in your walk, it's usually because you're not getting enough of the Word in your mind and your spirit. You're not getting enough and practicing enough of it in your life. You're not allowing the Spirit of God to work in you on a regular basis. Anybody can get excited for a month. But when I see someone that gets excited about God and passionate about God and stays consistent for long periods of time, I'll tell you, I've found someone that's learned to get in the Word. I found someone that's learned to let God speak to their heart. I've been a pastor for a long time now. And I discovered years ago in my life what it tells us in John, in the Gospel of John. Jesus was speaking about the Holy Spirit and about the Word. And Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So abide in me. You are the branch. I am the vine. If a branch is connected to the vine, then the life of God flows through them. If the branch is not connected to the vine, it dries up and withers. You know what I've discovered over the years? Listen, there's nothing that I can do in my own power. I have to be connected to the vine of Jesus. I have to be connected to the life of God. Listen, yeah. When I'm connected to the life of God and the life of Jesus is flowing in me, then I splash life onto my marriage. I splash life onto my kids through parenting. I splash life onto the congregation and life onto the leaders that I am ministering. Why? It's not me. It's Jesus in me. It's the life of God flowing in me. But when I get disconnected, then I'm just a dry branch trying to produce fruit and unable. And I start to be death producing instead of life producing. Let me tell you something. You want a pastor that stays connected to the vine. You want a pastor that knows that without Jesus, he can do nothing. You want a husband that stays connected to the vine. You want a wife that stays connected to the vine. We need to be a people that are connected to the vine and letting the Spirit of God flow through us, because when we are connected and we are in the Word and the Word is changing us and molding us and the Spirit of God is working through us, then we will consistently produce fruit in our life. The moment that we're not connected, the moment that we stop meditating, allowing God to work through us, and we're in the council of the ungodly, standing in the pathway of sinners and seated in the seat of the scornful, is the moment that we become death producing instead of life producing. And then he ends up with two others. He says, oh, I love this. He says, whose leaf also shall not wither. What happens when a leaf starts withering? It dries up, it gets brown, and it falls off. But when a leaf doesn't wither, it means it's flowing in life, stays green and nourished. And flowing, whose leaf does not wither. It's alive. And listen, he closes with this. So it's renewed and it's effective. And then it says, and whatever he does shall prosper. Say whatever. If you're a teenager, you're used to saying whatever. I don't like my kids to say that, whatever. But I want you to say it. Say it with me, whatever. Whatever what? Whatever you do will prosper. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it? Whatever you do, you'll see the hand of God upon it.
Well, that was the second half of our message called Walking in the Favor of God. That finishes out our series, God at Work. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. $5 plus shipping is all we ask for CDs. Pastor Mark's book, Unstuck, is also available, and those are only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicago. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. We hope that you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast, and we ask that you would tell friends about our program. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, thank you so much for listening. Have a great night, and God bless.